Now it's time for locker room chat. I'm joined by Axel Boyd, head basketball coach Jason Tynan. Coach, you guys are off to a pretty good start as you guys get a win on Tuesday against Omega, 66-47. You guys are now 4-0 in league play. First of all, your overall thoughts on that game?
You know, we did a good job. Onega does, Coach Baxter does a really good job of playing their tempo, their speed, and it was kind of our goal to make sure that we played a little faster pace and we got them sped up a little bit. We did a really good job of that in the second, third quarter especially, and took advantage of turnovers and led into some easy buckets. We played fast. I think we had over 20 points in transition. That's kind of what we want to do and how our kids want to play. So overall, I thought it was a very good game for us, a good amount of break. And so looking forward to Friday night and next week and getting into the TBL tournament.
Yeah, and kind of talking about your guys' game coming up on Friday, the Clifton Clyde team that, just like you, is unbeaten. So how important is it to get off to a good start against this really good Clifton Clyde team?
They're a very talented team. And, they have lots of good shooters, and they got a big in the middle that kind of was a clear kid that can kind of dominate there. And so it'll be very important. It's a road game. We have to travel there. We kind of always play a little sluggish when we have to travel. So we're going to have to be locked in, ready to go. And I hope that we can put four solid quarters together and play consistent basketball for 32 minutes.
And you kind of talked about being locked in. How do you feel like your guys' practices went going in or coming out of Christmas break?
One of the things that we've talked about going into the year, with long football run, the state championship there, we lose a lot of preseason practices. So we have to utilize our Christmas break practices as our preseason practices. We had five really good practices. The kids were, like I said, dialed in, locked in, ready to go, and we got better. We got more efficient on things, and we started getting a better understanding, and I think it showed on Tuesday night. Hopefully, we keep building. I can tell yesterday we were a little sluggish, because we just played a game the night before, but hopefully we have a good practice today, get prepared, ready for Friday night.
And, Coach, you guys have had four games of 60 or more points and one game with 74 points. What makes your offense so effective?
We have a lot of versatility there. Isaac and Eli can shoot the ball from the outside. Isaac gets the basket. Brandon, Grady, and Grant do a good job in the post. Brandon's one of those kids that is kind of he's really good guard and he's a really good post, and so he kind of creates some mismatch problems. And we like to do is try to create easy score opportunities by making our defense create our offense. And I think our offense defense is linked to us getting out and running and transition and putting the ball in the hole a little bit more with layups and make it easy on ourselves. So we hope to continue that. The kids always come up with some things they want to be known for, and they want to be known for defense and transition. So right now they're heading in that direction.
Great stuff, Coach. Really appreciate your time here, and best of luck coming up against Clifton Clyde on Friday.
All right, thanks, Jared.
That was Axel Boyd's head basketball coach Jason Tynan here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, and B&D Building.